This is WLVR, the weather. In the mid-70s, reaching somewhere in the mid-80s with a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms developing during the afternoon. You've heard some variation on that theme a lot lately, and you'll hear more of it right through the weekend. I'm joined now by Dean Iovino, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service Center in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Are you with me, Dean?
Yes, I am, Brad. Good morning.
Good morning. So that forecast has become pretty familiar to our listeners. Why is that sort of the typical summer pattern here?
Well, what often happens in our area is that we get cold fronts, not really cold, but just a little bit cooler air pushing down from the north during the summertime, but it doesn't have a very strong push behind it. So the cold fronts tend to get hung up across the northeastern states this time of the year rather than pushing all the way through as they often do during the autumn, winter, and spring. So the fronts get hung up, and they tend to trigger these hit-or-miss showers and thunderstorms that are generally focused on the afternoon and evening hours during this time of year. So, yes, as you mentioned, we're kind of stuck in this pattern for the next several days, with Thursday being the only day where we might get through the entire day in our region without any precipitation.
Now, we've had flash flood warnings. Well, the Lehigh Valley was part of the flash flood warning yesterday, and I guess that's related to that pattern of sudden thunderstorms.
Right. What the main problem was yesterday is we were anticipating that these scattered showers and thunderstorms would develop, but there wasn't much wind to push them around, so if they did develop, they would park over the same area and it would rain heavily for several hours, which unfortunately was the case for far lower Bucks County, which received anywhere from 6 to 10 inches of rain yesterday, with some fairly significant flooding occurring at that time.
Yeah, and that did result in the need for some, you know, moving water rescues and things, as I saw on social media.
Right, yeah, it's highly unusual, but it does happen from time to time. So yeah, it was a lot of rain in a very short amount of time.
It's a good lesson to take these weather forecasts seriously, even if they do sound a little repetitive sometimes in these summer months. You know, while I've got you on the line, I was also sort of intrigued to see that the hottest days of the year here in the Lehigh Valley are potentially ahead of us, or at least on average, they're sometime in mid to late July. Given that the longest day of the year was about 3 weeks ago with the summer solstice. So as long as I've got a meteorologist on the line, what's up with that?
Well, the reason for that lag is, as we know, when we go through the spring months in the Northern Hemisphere, with each passing day, the number of minutes of daylight increases a bit, and the sun angle increases as well. So that results in a gradual heating of the Northern Hemisphere. But once we get to June 21st, that heating process doesn't turn on a dime. In other words, even though once we get past June 21st, the days get slightly shorter daylight-wise, and the sun angle lowers just a bit each day, it really doesn't start to have an impact on turning things around for another 3 to 4 weeks or so.
And in fact, those long days continue to sort of warm us up, right, on average, and that's why that lag to the hottest day of the year on average?
Right, right. You don't get enough of a loss of sun angle or daylight initially to really have an impact on slowing that heating process down. And you'll see the same thing on the other side of the year, even though the winter solstice is around the 22nd of December. The coldest time really isn't until closer to January 20th.
You know, I'm happy to put in a plug for the Mount Holly, New Jersey National Weather Service Twitter feed, which I find always interesting and adds depth and even sometimes some levity to the forecast. I think you guys do a great job with that.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate the kind words.
That's Dean Iovino, a meteorologist at the National Weather Service Center in Mount Holly, New Jersey. Thanks again for being with us.
My pleasure. Have a good day.
Coming up next, it's the Marketplace Morning Report here on WLVR 91.3 Bethlehem.